Pennsylvania. This is Radio Clash. I'm your host, Will Moustakakis, and this is another episode of Radio Clash. I forgot what I was going to say. I'm sorry I missed last week. I actually completely forgot that my radio show existed, or at least that it was in this time slot, and I was writing a paper, I believe, yeah, about the Rwandan genocide. Lots of fun. They actually have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 songs. That's definitely a semester high. And a few of them are actually new, like recent, like not from 30 years ago. So that's a change for me. I mean, I've been listening to a lot of new music recently. The problem with playing new music is a lot of the music I listen to has a decent amount of expletives. So it's pretty hard to play on the radio, but whatever. Some of these songs I meant to play last week when they were newer, even. However, we're going to start off with one that came out in 1990-something. What year did Diary come out? All right, well, on Spotify, this is the 2009 edition, but what year did it come out? In 94, yeah. So this is an album by Sunny Day Real Estate, perhaps one of the first modern emo bands, I'd say. This song is called Song About an Angel. It's off Diary, which I just said came out in 1994. A classic. Interestingly enough, Diary is the second highest selling album ever off of the Sub Pop record label. If I have any Nirvana fans out there, the first one, I believe, is Nirvana's Bleach. Mudhoney actually might have outsold Diary. Mudhoney might have had an album that outsold Diary, now that I think about it, but I'm not sure about that. Don't check me on that. So this is Song About an Angel by Sunny Day Real Estate. Wait, actually, I gotta set this up. The computer, Spotify works on the computer now, so let's set it up. All right, here we go. Song About an Angel.
Right.
That was Song About an Angel from Sunny Day Real Estate. Up next I have Gopher Guts by Aesop Rock off his 2012 album Skeleton. It's a pretty good song, I guess. And this one has no swears, I'm pretty sure. So let's get right into it. That was Gopher Guts by Aesop Rock. Up next, we have a song from Sam Cooke. It's called You Send Me. Sam Cooke is a very talented singer. I hope my listeners know who Sam Cooke is, but if you don't, trust me, he's a very talented singer. Let's just get right into it. This is a good song. So,
darling, you send me. You do, honest, you do, honest, you do. Whoa. it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa. Take you home.
That was You Send Me from Sam Cooke. Up next, we have a song from Sufjan Stevens, who I haven't played in a while. This song is off The Age of Odds. I believe it's called, it's written A-D-Z, but I'm pretty sure it's The Age of Odds. That's the name of the album. That's how he says it, at least, so that's how I'm going to say it. This song's from 2010. This song is called Vesuvius, which, I mean, is probably a reference to Mount Vesuvius, which erupted and buried this ancient city of Pompeii. Interesting history tidbit. Anyway, this song is not actually about that. It's more about anxiety and whatnot. Anyway, here, let's just play it. I can stop talking. You can hear the music.
At last, but they were the fiends.
That was Vesuvius from Sufjan Stevens. Up next, we have a song that's kind of new. It came out this year. It came out... When did it come out? Oh, I don't remember. Maybe a month ago now. No, less than a month ago. I don't know. Who knows? Whatever. It's whatever. It's off the new Bad Religion LP. I think it's an LP that's coming out. I don't think it hasn't come out yet. Anyway, I'm pretty sure this was just the B-side to Chaos From Within, but I liked the song a little bit more. I don't really like more modern Bad Religion, or I have a complicated relationship, let me just say that, with Bad Religion's more modern discography. But this song, actually, I kind of dig. It's not the best song, but it's called My Sanity. It came out, as I said, a few weeks ago now. Here we go, My Sanity from Bad Religion. That was My Sanity from Bad Religion. Up next, we have another new song, or relatively new song. This song came out a while ago, actually. This was one of the singles off of the new Pup, or P-U-P. I never know how to say this man's name. I'm never going to learn either. I don't know. P-U-P just seems more correct, because I'm pretty sure it's an acronym for something. I don't remember what the acronym is for. But I don't, whatever, it doesn't matter. The new album, Morbid Stuff, I definitely recommend listening to. I've listened to it maybe two or three times through. It's pretty good. This song was one of the singles off of it, because I made part of this show last week, intending to do it for last week, but whatever. This song's called Scorpion Hill. It's actually clean. I know, a PUP, pup, whatever, song that's clean. I didn't think it could happen. But, I mean, there are a few, I think. But this song's called Scorpion Hill. Here we go.
Up on Scorpion Hill, watching life passing me by in the pale light. And I sat there forever, three sheets to the wind. It's not helping my case, the state that I'm in.
That was Scorpion Hill from that band whose name I still don't know how to say. And then up next we have my last song. It's a Phil Oakes song. It's called Celia. It's about, well, it's inspired by a love story between this guy named William Pomeroy and Celia Mariano, who was a Filipino woman. William Pomeroy was an American who fought during World War II in the Pacific. And then he stayed, I think. It's not really clear. He married a Filipino woman in 1948. And then he was a part of... He supported the rebellion against the Filipino government. And then he and Celia were captured and sentenced to life in prison. So this song is kind of from that perspective. Though they were eventually released, but the U.S. didn't let them into the United States. Or the U.S. wouldn't let Celia in. And eventually they moved to England. So it has a happy ending, but not in this song. Like, outside the scope of the song, it has a happy ending. Anyway, this song is called Celia. And it's by Phil Oakes, and off his 1964 album, All the News That's Fit to Sing. It's going to be my last song of the day, so here we go, Celia by Phil Oakes.
When the wind from the island is rolling through the trees, when a kiss from a prison cell is carried in the breeze, that's when I wonder how sad a man can be. Celia, come to me. I still remember the mountains of the war, Sierra Madre and the Filipino shore. When will I lie beside my Celia neath the trees? Oh, when will Celia come to me? So many years were stolen, so many years are gone, and the vision of my Celia made dreams to dream upon. Each hour is a day filled with memories. Oh, when will Celia come to me? I wake each morning and I watch the sun arise. Wonder if my Celia sleeps, wonder if she cries. If hate must be my prison lock, love must be the key. Oh, and will Celia come to me? The guns have stopped their firing. You may wander through the hills. They kept my Celia through the war. They keep her from me still. She waits upon the island now, a prisoner of the sea. Oh, and will Celia come to me? When the wind from the island is rolling through the trees, when a kiss from a prison cell is carried in the breeze, that's when I wonder how sad a man can be. Oh, and will Celia come to me?
That was Celia by Phil Oakes, and that was my last song for today, so I hope you enjoyed. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, live at College Radio Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Radio Clash. I'm Moustakakis, and assuming I remember, I'll be here next week at the same time, same place, WJRH 24.9 FM, Mondays at 1 p.m. So, yeah, that's all I have. See ya.